The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
Get ready for howling winds later on.
There's a wind advisory in effect for all of Western New York from 11 a.m. to 5 a.m. tonight. You could see gusts up to 50 miles per hour, and that could be during trick-or-treating.
Yeah, not the greatest trick-or-treat forecast. That's Heather Kenyon at the National Weather Service. Cool, wet, and windy are the words for today, but the rain should hold off tonight because it'll be tapering this afternoon.
Well, the weather's turning, and we're looking at winter preparedness on the roads. WBEN's Tom Puckett asking if last winter's shortage in road salt is going to carry over to this year.
Last year, communities like Clarence were dealing with rock salt shortages.
There was supply issues last year, so most of it was out of our control. As far as the localities, we couldn't do much about the supply. That has sorted itself out with much thanks to the state and Erie County.
Highway Superintendent Jamie Dussing says there's plenty of rock salt on hand this year.
We have multiple suppliers this year, so we should be sitting in a better position to accept deliveries and pick salt up ourselves in the coming year.
Erie County Public Works Commissioner Bill Geary says he's also good to go.
15,000 we have on hand hopefully gets us through the last quarter of this year. Given if we get a couple nuisance events where we get, just freezing rain, we go through a lot more than if we're just plowing snow. So it's hard to say, but I would think that we should be making it to the 2026 budget.
Hear more online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Erie County Sheriff John Garcia answering questions from lawmakers yesterday. It was the first time he's done so since his chief of narcotics, DJ Granville, pled guilty to reckless driving for smashing into seven vehicles in April of 2024. Buffalo police, including Granville's sister-in-law, responded to the incident and did not conduct any sobriety tests. Granville later said he was battling depression, which led to a doctor increasing the dose of his medication. Garcia was asked why he didn't dismiss Granville.
What kind of boss would I be, Charlie, if I took somebody who's suffering from a mental wellness issue that has a stellar career and throw him out in the garbage? Would you want to work for me? You know, this is a guy that comes forward. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to come forward and say, I have a mental wellness issue. What kind of boss would I be if I say to my people, you're our greatest asset, and we have a tough job? And I'm not saying your jobs are not tough, but everybody in their life, you have your family, you have your health, you have other issues, and it builds up, and then something happens, right? So, you know, of course I'm going to welcome him back. He didn't do anything fraudulent. He didn't do anything, malicious, whatever. He suffered a mental health issue.
Legislator Tara St. Jean Tard on what she heard.
His career before, my answer probably would have said, yeah, he had a really good career. Now there's question. And if I was in his position, I wouldn't want my career to be questioned anymore. I probably would have just stepped away. However, that's up to the sheriff. Like he said, I asked him, is he going to keep him in the same position? He said yes. I asked him, was there any opportunity for him to be basically gone? As some of my colleagues asked, why did he stay around? He thought 30 days of unpaid is enough as a consequence. I don't know if it was.
We spoke earlier this morning with legislator Lindsay Larigo on this case. If you missed it, it's on the Odyssey app and also available for you at WBEN.com.
The Justice Department investigating whether donations to the National Black Lives Matter Foundation were misused by the group's leadership in the wake of an influx of donations during the protests in the summer of 2020. The investigation being run out of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California, which handles cases near L.A.
The Black Lives Matter movement is different from the Black Lives Matter Foundation, which is a registered not-for-profit organization that raised tens of millions of dollars from donors who receive tax deductions. Nonprofits are regulated to make sure that the money is being spent consistent with its certificate of incorporation. The U.S. Attorney's Office, no doubt, is interested in the $6 million that was spent on a private residence in California.
It's legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum with the latest.
The government shutdown hits 31 days as Senate lawmakers have yet to agree on a funding measure.
Vice President J.D. Vance urging Senate Democrats to support Republicans' House-passed government funding measure.
This is something that every single American, Democrat or Republican or Independent, should be able to agree on. Open the government. Stop this craziness and open the government. It's causing way too many problems.
Democrats want Republicans to negotiate on a measure that includes an extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies to prevent millions of Americans' health care premiums from surging.
Fighting for the health care of everyday Americans, for the poor, the sick, and the afflicted, for the least, the lost, and the left behind is not a partisan issue. It's a moral issue. And standing on the side of the health care of everyday Americans is the right place to be.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Hotels in Western New York, gearing up for a busy weekend. Here's WBEN's Jim Fink.
Called an issue of supply and demand. That's why some of the upper-end hotels in downtown Buffalo are charging and getting $800 a night for rooms this weekend. The reason? It's a busy sports weekend with the Kansas City Chiefs in town to play the Buffalo Bills on Sunday and Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals playing the Sabres on Saturday night. There's a chance Ovi could be scoring his 900th goal on Saturday night. Patrick Kaler, Visit Buffalo CEO, said those two sporting events are creating a one-off demand for hotel rooms and thus the inflated room rates at some hotels and for some upper-end rooms and suites.
That's just a one-off. If the Chiefs weren't in town and it was just a bunch of hockey tournaments that were happening this weekend, the room wouldn't be going that high.
By the way, this has happened before, especially whenever the Chiefs come to town. And Kaler said it may happen again, especially if the Bills host the AFC Championship game in January. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
All right, interesting. Thank you, Jim. SPCA serving Erie County rescued 26 dogs and puppies from a Buffalo home yesterday where they were found living in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. All of the animals now receiving veterinary care, food, and individualized attention at the SPCA shelter. The home has been condemned and animal cruelty charges are pending against the owner.
All right, tonight could be the night that the Blue Jays win the World Series.
Most teams would crumble after losing an 18-inning thriller in the World Series. Not the Blue Jays. Toronto is one win away from the organization's first World Series title since 1993, with Game 6 of the Fall Classic against the Dodgers scheduled for 8 Eastern tonight on Fox. The Dodgers will send Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who is coming off a complete game victory in Game 2, to the mound, while the Blue Jays will have Kevin Gausman on the bump. If LA wants to force a Game 7 on Saturday, the offense will need to break out. The Dodgers have combined for just 10 hits and 3 runs in the last 2 games. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Wow, Toronto is going to be wild tonight.
Yeah, can only imagine. Going to be a big one. And do you feel like you have to win Game 6?
I do.
Because if you give it up,
You're going to game seven.
Like right now, you're rolling.
Yes.
If you lose this game, you go into 7 biting your fingernails. So they're hoping to get it done tonight. 8 o'clock first pitch. I know a lot of people will be tuned in on a Halloween night.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for strong winds across Western New York, 20 to 30 mile per hour winds and gusts near 50. We have a wind advisory until 5 a.m. Saturday morning. We'll also have scattered showers into the early afternoon, beginning to dry out around trick-or-treat time. Temperatures will be in the 40s and winds gusting between 40 and 50 miles per hour. Still holding on to a slight chance of showers tonight, gusts to around 40 miles an hour and temperatures that are dropping into the upper 30s. For our Saturday, shower chance, also partly sunny. Highs will be in the upper 40s, and for Sunday, we're mostly sunny and highs in the low 50s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Autumn Lewandowski.
Chris Brown, Bill's play-by-play man on WGR, is joining us live this morning on WBEN. He'll be calling the game with Eric Wood Sunday at 4:25 at the stadium. A lot of Bills fans, Chris, nervous over this one. I mean, despite last week's 40-9 win over the Panthers, why aren't Bills fans more jacked up?
Well, because they know and respect the Chiefs as an opponent, and the Chiefs are coming in on a heater. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. They've scored 28 points or more in all of them. And the Chiefs' run defense has allowed an average of 61 yards rushing the last three games, and that included the number 7 rushing offense in Detroit and the number 2 rushing offense in Washington last week, right behind the Bills. So even if you are bullish on the strength of Buffalo, which is their number 1 rushing attack, the Chiefs have handled that with previous opponents. So I think people have seen the Chiefs long enough to know that they are every bit as good as they have always been, if not better right now. And one of the main reasons why is this is only going to be the third game where the Chiefs have all of their offensive weapons on the field. And by that, I mean chiefly the top 3 receivers, which is Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rashee Rice. They've not had 1 or 2 of those in the lineup over the last calendar year plus. Now they have all the bullets in the chamber, and they are firing.
Well, on the other side of the ball for the Bills, all the talk this week has been about the passing game, which, you know, it's amazing, Chris, that we can come out of a 40-9 victory and be like, you know what, it just doesn't look right. But I think to a lot of people, you look at how the passing game's gone the past month, and it hasn't really looked like what we expect.
Yeah, I think there's validity to that. I think they have leaned into the run game, and sometimes when the run game has been as successful as it's been, I'm thinking of the Jets game, last week's game against Carolina, you don't even need to throw it. I mean, Josh only threw the ball 19 times last week. But yeah, I think there's some merit to the opinion that the passing game has looked a bit disjointed. Josh Allen has looked frustrated at times. Setting up the protections properly against the blitz game has been an issue in recent weeks. And this is a Chiefs defense that likes to blitz a lot. Josh Allen traditionally eats blitzes for lunch and victimizes opposing defenses when they do that. That has not been the case this year. They have struggled to beat the blitz, and I would anticipate that Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, is going to bring a lot of blitzes to make the Bills prove that their passing game can defeat it effectively.
We did get good news this week. Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard were both full participants in practice, although we don't know if they'll start on Sunday. What do you think?
Yeah, I anticipate they will start. Shaq Thompson has been a welcome veteran addition to this roster this year, but he came down with a hamstring injury on Wednesday, did not practice at all yesterday, so that certainly doesn't bode well for Sunday's game. He's probably been the most consistent linebacker on the roster this season. They may not have him. Bernard and Milano are full go. They're good to go. And so I think it's important to have them at the second level of the defense, especially against a passing team like the Chiefs. Bernard and Milano are strong in coverage. They've often used Bernard as a spy on Patrick Mahomes to kind of keep him corralled and not let him take off for 15 and 20 yard runs when he has nobody to throw to. So I think having those two back in the lineup, and I anticipate they both will start and play, could be valuable.
What can you say about James Cook? I mean, how amazing he's looked this year. And I'm wondering if they're trying to, you know, cook up, no pun intended, any ways to make sure he's on the field a little bit more to get the ball in his hands even more than just in the run game.
Yeah, I think there's been a push for that, and I'll be happy to raise my hand and count myself in that number. You look at the other running backs, top running backs across the league, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, Christian McCaffrey and others. They do factor into their team's passing game a great deal. James Cook has not. He has not been targeted in the passing game since week 5 against New England, and it was one target, and it wasn't a reception. I think if your receiving core does not have Josh Palmer again this week, who's trying to get back from a knee and ankle injury, James Cook gives you a built-in mismatch in the passing game. Because if you line him up in the backfield and you have 2 tight ends on the field, the opposing defense has no choice but to put 3 linebackers on the field in anticipation of defending your number 1 rushing attack. Well, then you split out James Cook late in the down pre-snap, and now you've got a linebacker or a safety on him. And I don't care what linebacker or safety you have anywhere in the league, James Cook is a mismatch for the Bills in the passing game with that kind of a matchup. So I would be in favor of them doing some of that this Sunday.
All right, Chris, we will be listening on Sunday afternoon, 4:25, and thank you for joining us this morning. Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Happy Halloween. Chris Brown, Bill's play-by-play man on WGR, with us live this morning on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.